Hello, and welcome to the 83rd episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, dream about, and play video games. So I'm joined tonight by several of my co-hosts, Alex Lane, Charlotte Hyde, and Wendy Sierra. Ladies, how are you this evening?
Hi, Sam.
Hello, Alex.
I have not seen you in forever.
Indeed. I'm like punch drunk, I think, and drunk. So it's like a good combination. So I'm Alex.
Nice.
Alex Lane, I am a professor at Metropolitan State University. Jokes on them. No, there I teach technical communication and things like that, and I research and study gender issues in the video game industry and other technology-dependent and technology-producing industries. So, yay! I also moved into a new house. This is my new office. I, for 57 days, lived out of a van or an RV, and I'm very, very glad to be here with a stable internet connection. As some of my podcasts were tried to be from cars, which were not useful. So, yay! Stability! And we've been working nonstop about 15 hours a day on the house since we closed last Wednesday, so I'm very tired.
Yeah. You mean the mansion?
Fun stuff.
The mansion. A house this size doesn't just take care of itself. No, like moving boxes and unpacking and painting, and you guys have been there. It's
yep.
A lot of stuff to do.
Mm. Okay, well,
fun stuff.
You want me to go next?
Sure.
Go for it.
Well, I'm Charlotte Hyde. I'm a doctoral candidate at Purdue University, and I'm a Lego enthusiast. I have missed my Legos because I've been in Scotland for a month, so I happily played with those yesterday.
We should take a moment and be thankful we're not preliming, because aren't other people preliming around?
Ah, yes, that is so true, yes. They got done with their 24 hours this morning.
That would be the worst.
Yeah.
All right, and I am Wendy Sierra. I'm an assistant professor of English and Digital Cultures and Technologies at St. John Fisher College. And right now, I'm just appreciating the fact that we don't start back until after Labor Day.
Nice.
Yeah, I still don't feel like I have enough time to get everything ready.
Got longer than us.
There it is.
Ooh. When do you start back, Alex?
I start on the 13th. I don't know when school starts. I guess I should probably know that. I'll work on it.
I don't actually know either. I figure I'll get an email or something.
Yeah, it'll, you know,
it'll work out.
It'll reveal itself to us.
Yeah. I do know it's before Labor Day and sometime not this week, so yeah.
Narrows it down.
All right, sorry, I'm running back and forth. See, because my kid actually starts school back tomorrow.
Woo!
And, which is like 5 weeks earlier than everybody else. Yeah. And she's not happy about it. So she's refusing to go to sleep. She's a little tentative about starting first grade. So
she'll probably love it. So.
Yeah. She will once she gets there. All right. So we'll start with our usual stuff. What you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking, all the important things. We'll go ahead and start with Alex. Tell me what you've been playing.
I haven't been playing a whole lot because I've been doing the moving stuff. And it's hard to be like, no, in-laws, you continue moving my stuff, and I'm going to go play a video game for a little bit because I need to. They don't really like to hear that. So I actually have only played two things. One, the Farmville 2 on the iPad that I've been playing, and then I played a game called Spellcrafter, which is an indie RPG turn-based strategy that I'll talk about a little bit. It's my indie game of the week. But that's all I've played. Today I was like, I want to play a video game. Do you remember video games? And Mike's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't. So, yeah, that's all I've played. Boring.
What you drinking? What you reading?
Oh, nice.
You want me to do those one at a time?
Those are separate categories.
Yeah.
Oh, are we not just, I thought we were just running through the whole shindig.
Yeah, well, we'll do the usual. And I'll kick in then, because I'll tell you what I've been playing, because you said one of the things I've been playing, and I actually didn't put it on my list out of shame.
It's Farmville, too.
Farmville.
Yeah.
Why out of shame, Sam? Because it's a game mostly women play? Because it's a game mostly 35-plus people play? Why?
I don't know. It's a horrible, horrible thing. This is like the first time I've had like a Facebook game Jones. But I'm not playing it on Facebook. I'm playing it on iPad and Android. And I'm feeling like I'm coming out of that cloud now. But it got bad there for a minute. I was like playing, you know, long stretches of time to finish the challenges before the time was out. No, I did not get the dog. I just missed the dog, and I was really mad. But it, like, cost, like, 400 Farmville
Super Secret keys. Which you have to get the $20 package in order to have enough. Not that I researched it.
Right. And I'm not doing that. So, yeah. But it's like I really got into this last challenge, so I started it as soon as it started, and it was like really anticlimactic because this one was not nearly as good as the first where you got like a dog. This one you got, here's some gold tickets and some
keys.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm finished. I finished that one quick in like a couple of days.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I told you, I feel like I'm coming out of a fog. Because it was bad. It was really bad. As you can see, I have a joiner tonight who is supposed to be asleep. So Farmville 2, yeah, I've been playing a lot of. And I talked about it last time because I was playing Professor Layton and... Oh, whatever the heck, the last one for the 3DS. Not the latest one, but the one before. Mm-hmm. The something mask. It was I was playing for the 3DS, and I hated it. So I finally gave myself permission to quit playing it, and I went back and I've been playing one of the Professor Layton's for the DS that I never finished. So it's Professor Layton and the Last Spectre is what I've been playing on my 3DS lately.
That's fun.
More stuff that I've been playing. Oh, I've been playing more Mario Kart 8 because, you know, I got Jones for that too, and which is really strange because that's not, kart racers aren't my thing, but Mario Kart 8 just got me. So I've been playing Mario Kart 8, and I finally registered my copy of Mario Kart 8 because you had to do it before July 31st in order to get the free game. And I was like, I don't want any of the stupid games if they say they're free games. So finally I was like, well, if I don't register it now, I'm not going to get anything. But the choices for the free games were Super Mario 3D World or something like that, but it was something I already owned. One of the Marios I already owned. Pikmin 3, which I played and hated. And I think the HD remake of Zelda, which I did end up choosing. You know, and I played a little bit of it. My big mistake was I probably shouldn't have started it when I was really super tired, because it just put me to sleep, especially because the opening, you know, cinematic is like 5 hours long, and it's all kind of Zelda history. Oh, it's horrible, and it's all like Zelda history, and it's all boring.
Adam's right, it says Professor Layton 3, The Quest for More Money.
Exactly, yeah, there's plenty of that. But I played so many of them. I have played all of the ones up until the one that I just, the mysterious mask or whatever the heck it is, the one that I didn't finish. I have finished all of them except for the Last Spectre. And the reason I didn't finish the Last Spectre, because I had taken it out of my DS and lost it, and then I found it again. So that was the one that I never, that's why I don't like taking games out of my DS until I'm finished with them, because 9 times out of 10 I lose them.
I hear you for sure.
I'll save the best one for last. I played some Pixel Junk Monsters on my Vita, because it was one of the PlayStation Network free games this month. And I was like, what is this game? I've never played one of the Pixel, and I had Pixel Junk Shooters too, because it was a free game on another month. And I was like, I'm going to just fire it up. It's a tower defense game. It's just like every other tower defense game. Where you set up, you know, different kinds of turrets kind of along a path, and all the enemies have to come through a prescribed path, and you set up different turrets to kind of stop them before they get to your end base. And I was like, oh yeah, I played this game like 57 times with different little characters. Why am I still playing this game? And like 2 hours later, my battery on my Vita was dead, and
really?
Oh yeah, it's one of those games. But those games are so addictive. One, because you know them so well, yeah. And it constantly ramps up, right? It's like, oh, so you know, here's some little spiders, and now here are some little army men, and now here are some rock men, and now here's this giant metal monster guy that you can never really kill. But then you figure out how to kill it, and you're like, I could kill this guy on every level now, and then you keep playing, and you keep playing, and you keep playing, and then, like I said, 2 hours later, the battery on your Vita dies. And probably the last but not least, and I played this, okay, because, you know, I'm not a fan of used games, and this is part of the reason. We have been out shopping, and we went to GameStop, and they had, like, Nintendo games, so it was like DS games, 3DS games, some used ones, and Wii games, just the original Wii games, that were buy two get one free. And P had found one little game in the DS pack that she wanted, so we got it. We got one, and I was like, well, if you buy one, might as well buy two, because then you get the third one free. So then I had to figure out what three games to get. Got the games home, the one that she really wanted, put it in the DS, and the damn thing was broken. The game wouldn't even recognize it. And, of course, that was the only one of that they actually had in the store. So I tested out the other games to make sure they were, took the one that was broken back to the store, and switched it. And found another game that she was equally in love with, was some like Pinkie Pie's Birthday Bash or something like that. Yeah, it's a My Little Pony game. And
one paid on that.
So after she went to bed one night, I was like, let me play this game and make sure it works. And so I put it in and started playing it. And it was like, you know, find 20 birthday presents and 10 puzzle pieces, blah, 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 blah. You have to talk to all the ponies in town to do this. Okay, can I tell you that I finished this damn game?
What?
I was sitting there playing and playing and playing, and I was like, this game is so stupid, but I kept playing and I kept playing, and I'm like, oh, this is just doing the same thing over again and talking to these people and doing this and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, look, I just found the last present and the last puzzle piece. And then the credits started to roll. I was like, really? How long have I been playing this game?
Sam, I feel like there's a theme. There's like a theme to your gaming this week. You're like, it's so stupid. And then I played it for ever.
So, that's yeah, funny. I finished Pinkie Pie's birthday bash or whatever the hell it was.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So that's what I've been playing. What about the rest of y'all?
Well, to be honest, nothing really.
Womp, womp. What are you been, out of the country or something?
Yeah, well, I've actually been out of the country, so yeah. Oh. I took my Vita with me, but I didn't ever play it, so.
Well, you were in Scotland. We forgive you.
Yeah, I played the game that I...
The Vita out.
The only game I played was the one I did for the Power Hour, which I actually remember absolutely nothing about now, so.
What was it?
Oh, hold on, I don't even know. Whispering Willows. Yeah, I don't remember it at all, but that's the only game I've played all month, so yeah,
whatever. This has been a crazy summer. We'll get back to it.
Yeah, although it's funny because today I went to rent a movie at Redbox, and they, when I rented it, they said, oh, you can have a free game for one day, and I was like, great. And so I hit, you know, do that, and then there was nothing interesting at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, the Redbox, I used to be able to get some decent games at Redbox, and I don't know if this has been a summer thing or if they've just been out or what.
They just had nothing.
They've had nothing.
So I didn't get my free game. I was like, whatever. Yeah, I am excited somewhat, sort of, well, I'm kind of ambivalent, but I'm going to get it anyway, of Dead Rising 3 coming out on PC next month. So. Well, it's my franchise, and I don't have it. Really? I have an Xbox One, so.
I thought you should have got an Xbox.
But I was in Scotland. I don't want to buy an Xbox and then leave. And now I don't think I care.
You got that.
Yeah, but I don't really care. So far, there's still only one game I want to play on it, so I'm waiting.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
Legit. Wendy?
Ah.
I was going to say, did she fall asleep on us?
Not yet. Although, I accidentally left the Hangout for a second because I was trying to alt-tab, and instead I totally closed the window.
I saw that. I was like, she's had enough of us. Wendy with a line is not tolerant of us at all.
No more Pinkie Pie. Out. So, after our unplanned downtown vacation, we played a lot of, pass and play games on the iPad.
Do you do Catan?
You know, I'm considering giving Catan a shot, but I absolutely loathe the board game Catan, and I'm not sure if I could overcome that.
What do you loathe about it?
I don't know. We played it a couple times, and I really was bored. The trade mechanic was not interesting to me at all. Like, just give me your damn sheep. I'll give you some grain. Come on. What are we doing? Stop blocking my roads, you jerk.
Everything you just described is like why I love that game. But
yeah, pretty much.
Furthermore, they went online so you can actually. They just did like the last update. Went so that you can play, and then the person next to you can, if you have two iPads, like can play online, so you don't have to actually pass and play with it. And it's gotten awesome.
Yeah, well, the two games that we've been playing a lot of, Ticket to Ride and Pandemic, are both board games. Yeah, they're both board games that they made apps.
And Pandemic's appropriate for right now.
No kidding.
It was a little weird to be sitting in a hospital playing Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pass and play only?
I don't remember.
I'm just wondering if you can play it online.
Yeah, we were only just doing pass and play. No, I think it's just pass and play. Yeah.
I want more good board games you can play online on my iPad.
Look at they're all just made by tiny companies that don't have any money, you know, and they're good at like making games but not necessarily programming.
Ascension is a pretty cool game that you can either do it as pass and play or you can play it online. They don't have a very big online community, so if you're just looking for games with randoms, it's a little hit and miss, but if you have like people that you can friend and play with, then it's pretty cool.
Fun.
I tried getting several people into Ascension while I was at Computers and Writing. Didn't really go over so well. A little disappointed at them. And then, of course, being a baddie at Age of Empires. Been doing a fair job at that. I am happily now two-thirds as good as a hard computer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, we bumped it up and we went 3v1 on an expert computer. It was really rough, but we managed to win. It was really rough.
Oh my.
And the whole time I was like, guys, we're 3v1. How are we this bad? Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm really competitive. I don't know if I could keep playing a game I was that bad at.
Well, I think the fact that we're all pretty equally terrible at it helps, right? Like, it's not like one of us is the baddie dragging everybody else down. When we play, there's a whole lot of like, oh God, what's going on? How is this happening to us? What do we do? So it's enjoyable.
That's the important part. You don't have to be good at it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, anybody read anything good this week?
No, I am.
Did you say you are, Charlotte?
I am, yes.
Tell us all about it.
I'm reading Bad Feminist. I've been very excited about it.
How? Oh, yeah?
Tell us. I just, it's taken me a while to read. I mean, it just came out yesterday, but I'm at 80% now. And it's taken me a while because she uses a lot of references that I feel like I want to explore more. So I keep having to go to Google and look it up. But I'm really enjoying it because it's very much about how complicated and messy we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have things like, I don't know, the example that really resonates with me is when she talks about Django Unchained. How it's her reaction was very similar to my reaction. And that is deeply, deeply, there's deep problems with that movie, but yet it's still, there's a lot of good things about it. And the whole theme of the book is that. So I just found it really refreshing. Oh, I am enjoying it a lot.
You said refreshing, not depressing, right?
Refreshing, yeah. Refreshing. Because the simplest example she uses to not get into anything big is like problems like Blurred Lines, which is a terrible song, but it's catchy. So you find yourself in that weird place where you're like, I know this is terrible, but, you know, it's catchy. So the whole book is sort of like that. And I'm really digging it.
Yeah.
But she's given me a lot to think about, like I said, because I keep going on Google and things. I have a list of literally like 10 books to read that have come from me reading this one book.
That's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I'm also sort of at that same point where I was with Ready Player One, where I'm at 80% and I don't want to finish because then...
It's over.
It will end.
Yeah. It's over.
I got my mom's book club to read Ready Player One.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's a pretty traditional book club, too, and she said they really liked it, so... Everybody but one finished it, I think.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Impressive. Maybe I'll get my mother to read it.
There you go.
I don't know if my mom would. I think she would resist that from the get-go. But.
Well, cool. I'm reading, I'll tell you what I'm reading. I was reading, same thing I was reading last time, but I'm reading different volumes of it, is the Fables, graphic novels. And I actually, the funny thing is that this summer, a certain someone else in my household who's, you know, younger than I am, and I won't say any names because they're sitting here.
The floor is lava.
Yeah, that person.
Uh-huh.
Got into graphic novels, kids' graphic novels. And I'm all down for reading. You know how I am. I don't care what you read as long as you read, right?
My mom was down here today helping me paint, and we were like listening to the radio about like this adult who like remembered always his parent like depriving him of this one American Girl doll or something like that. So she was like, "Do you remember any toys that you were like deprived of when you were a kid?" And I was like thought for a while, and I was like, "No." She's like, "Oh, well, that explains your need for instant gratification." And I was like, "Well, the thing was." Is that if I wanted toys, you wouldn't have gotten them for me, but if I ever wanted books, I could have as many as I wanted anytime I wanted. So right. I just wanted books because I always got that.
Right.
Rhetoric.
And it's the same thing, right? Is that we've been having that same thing. And so I'm, like I said, I'm down for whatever, right, with the graphic novels. Now, the big thing about the graphic novels has been is that there's a separate category for kids' graphic novels and grown-up graphic novels. Kids' graphic novels aren't any cheaper than grown-up graphic novels.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, I've been buying all these kids' graphic novels this summer, which, you know, means that my adult graphic novel budget has been cut to, like, nil. So I was, like, reading, like, the last Fables book, like, last week, and I was like, oh, I still got, like, 5 pages left. I was doing the Charlotte, right? I'm going to go slowly so that it won't be over. And then it occurred to me, I was like, well, like, the libraries have to have these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today I went and, like, a lot of the graphic novels are checked out. One, because, you know, it's summer, kids are reading, you know. And they all have all those summer reading programs, like get free restaurant coupons and blah, blah, blah. If you do so much reading, you have to keep track of your reading. And but they had, like, the next 5 Fables books in the series that I needed, right?
That's
and I was
right.
Like, see, I could be a really good person and, like, check out 2 of these and just come back for, like, some more later.
Nope.
Or
No.
Or I could be a really horrible human being and take them all. I was like, horrible human being it is.
Why is that a horrible human being thing? I don't agree with that at all.
No, that's
you have limits when you go to the library of, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 books. I think you should take out all of those.
Well, and there was like shelves upon shelves of graphic novels in 2 different sections of the library. So there are other, you know, so if they went and said, oh, no more Fables books, I'll try another series. There's plenty for that. And I didn't take out, there are other, like, Fables, there's, like, other Fable series where they have, like, individual character series, and then they have a series called Fairest that is supposed to be about the princesses, but from what I've heard is really about the princes. So, you know. A male author, so I don't know how much we can expect that kind of thing. But,
Sorry, I like that.
Well, like I said, okay, I'll probably catch all kinds of flack for saying that. But, but like I said, so I just took those 5 and I left all those other ones. So, you know, if they were looking for the original Fables ones, you know, when they're not there, they can read the Fairest or they can read the whole series of Jack books or Prince Charming books or what have you. They're all there waiting for them. They're just not getting the rest of them.
I don't think you have anything to feel guilty about here.
Hey, you guys, can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah.
Does it look to you like there's an incredibly terrifying face right over my shoulder?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. Now that you mentioned it. Yeah.
My God, it looks like Donnie Darko.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? Turn on a light in that room.
I'm too scared. Oh, it's okay. Hold on. I'm going to get it. I'll show you. Hold on.
This is like a horror movie where she's about to die.
I know. It looks like some kind of weird bone.
It's okay. I
can't see it.
It's just
there
is
you
that
go.
Eowyn?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
That so it's actually a kick-ass female character who's protecting you.
It was looking over my shoulder to make sure I'm safe, but that was really scary. Well, like, I don't know. I don't want my new house to be haunted.
And see, the funniest part of this is those who don't know you as well as some of us know you, Alex, don't know that you are deadly serious.
The funniest part or the worst part, why do you think that's the funniest? I'm not joking. That was scary as shit. That was scary. I didn't want to play around just in case. Like, what if it disappeared and then we would know, and then all of a sudden my screen went blank and I died.
I was sort of thinking that was going to happen. That's because I'm the same as you, though.
It's the most plausible explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please continue.
All right, anybody else reading anything good this week?
Nope.
Cool. Here's an important question. What you drinking?
Well mine is...
Yeah, please. Go ahead, Wendy.
I'm drinking water. Water. We're doing an elimination diet. Day 10 of the elimination diet. 30 days, no booze.
Are you, like, what about, like, in the morning?
Yeah, booze. What? Have it in the morning. Good call there.
I mean, like, Bailey's in your coffee. I've never counted that as actual booze.
Like, yeah, I have a feeling, like, that doesn't really fall under the parameters of elimination.
What about, like, at the office?
Yeah, still no. But I actually will be done with this before I have to be back at the office, so.
That's good news.
Yeah, that's really good news. That would be
terrible. I'll be done before the semester starts.
Because otherwise, who knows? Yep. I'm doing the opposite of what Wendy's doing. I'm doing a double fist tonight.
Well, you're having mine.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and it's an angry orchard.
I'm sorry. Does that make you sad?
A little. But drink it in solidarity for me.
I like drink the crap out of some angry orchard. I don't know why. Like, I can drink like 30 of them. They're delicious and refreshing.
I do not like those.
Oh, God. I love them so much. So much. And then my scotch, because they're not quite strong enough for me. So.
I feel like Sam hates everything I like. It's weird.
Is that true, Sam?
I think so.
Are you a contrarian?
She's gone.
She just left. I think we just threw her
out.
She's like, damn, they found me out.
They figured it out. I'm a contrarian.
Well, I can tell you that I am not drinking water because I've decided my water is going to kill me.
It definitely is. I can't believe you're drinking for 3 years.
Being gone for 6 weeks and coming back to that water was like so eye-opening. I'm like, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen. I don't even like showering in it because it just smells bad.
Mm. That's because it's contaminated.
I've been telling you guys that for years. I don't know why you didn't believe me.
Because I think I just got used to it, and then it was fine, and then now it's like I'm not used to it anymore, and it's just nasty.
You cannot drink that shit.
I'm drinking beer because it's against my new lifestyle, but probably safer. So.
What's your new lifestyle?
I know.
My new lifestyle is wine and sparkling water, but I can't make sparkling water at the moment because my water's...
Oh, because you can't drink the water.
So... Any excuse to go back to beer works for me, so anyway. I'm drinking summer shandy.
Mahaha.
So, Sam, you're last.
Well, I'm doing the usual. I am drinking a stinky. Because I really felt like a stinky today. Because I told you guys I've been off the... artificial sweetener for a while now.
Yeah.
It's been a couple months. But that really made it hard in the summertime because when I was
thirsty, I didn't know that.
Oh,
you're finally listening to me. Charlotte's finally listening to you, and you're finally listening to me.
I know.
Every morning, would you like 2 packets of poison with your coffee or 3?
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I'm off of it, And but so what my usual, you know, go-to beverage was Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke in the summertime. So I can't drink. The only regular soda that I can drink is Mountain Dew. Everything else tastes like straight corn syrup. So I haven't been drinking too much soda. So, you know, I buy like a 2 liter of Mountain Dew because I try not to buy pop at home anyway. And it like will go flat in my refrigerator before I finish it because, you know, of course you don't want to drink that much, you know, sugared soda. But when I'm out, so now what I do is like when I go out and I go to like a fast food restaurant or past a fast food restaurant, which is where I'm infamous for stopping for my drinks, not for food, but for drinks. Is I'll get a half sweet tea or a half iced tea and a half lemonade. So it's like half the amount of sugar. So I've kind of had this whole sneaky thing going on, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, all summer long. Yeah, that's where I am. So, but yeah, I'm having a sneaky. And cool. And only one because P starts school, so it means I got to get up early in the morning. And I'm not used to that. It's been a long couple of months of not having to get up early in the morning, or at least that early in the morning.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for me too. I don't have a kid, but I've been thinking about it because actually I don't have to get up early in the morning all next semester, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, except to work, I guess, but still.
Yep.
I'm pretty lucky I'm teaching all online classes.
Oh, you suck.
I totally suck. It's amazing. I'm really excited.
All right. Well, since Sarah's not here, and for the uninitiated, Sarah's probably at home madly packing as she's moving to San Francisco because she got a job.
Moving is not an excuse to miss the podcast, you guys.
Oh, please.
Miss, we haven't seen you all summer, whatever.
I understand. Good for her.
So, we will excuse her, and we'll take this opportunity to skip our kind of news section, well, simply because we're running long already.
Whoa.
Yeah. And jump to Alex's Indie Game of the Week.
My indie game of the week is Spellcrafter by Roland. I think it's just like a dude. I don't think he has like a whatever. So anyway, so Spellcrafter is thank you. Those very fancy words escape me sometimes. So it's a single player RPG that has like turn-based strategy and some other elements to it. You like kill monsters, you get experience, you level up, you can you use coins to recruit other types of soldiers to fight with you. You're fighting like skeletons and like ghosts and, you know, typical. It's really an old style dungeon crawler. But you use money to like get troops to recruit them to fight with you, or peasants, and then have them die in your stead as like true RPG fashion. And so I got it because it sounded really cool. Turn-based strategy is always my thing in those types of games. I'm at like a medium level with being in love with it right now. One thing is it's an early release, so it's crazy buggy. So, I mean, I'm the one who bought it in early release, you know, I knew it was going to be buggy, so I can forgive that. And it's a lot like previous dungeon crawler RPGs from like everything between like 85 and now. They're basically the same thing. But it's got some like fun twists. But if you really like that style of game, it's kind of the perfect game. It's done well, at least. It's done really well for what it is. So I'm having fun. I'm hoping it gets more complex. I've only played a couple hours, so I'm hoping it gets more complex as I go. But I'm going to do a write-up of it next week. So that's my indie game.
Yay!
I got it on Steam. It's $7.99 right now for the early release version.
Oh, I had such a horrible, weird time with Steam in Scotland because Like everything else, it thought I was in the UK, which was correct, of course, but it wouldn't let me buy it because I didn't have a UK credit card, which is how everything else behaved. Amazon, Netflix, everything behaved that way, except Steam suddenly changed. Like, after I tried it, like, 3 times, it suddenly said, oh, you're from the U.S., and then it let me buy it, which was so weird.
Oh, never mind. You totally are cool.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
That is so weird.
Because I totally was not in the U.S., but whatever.
So that's my indie game.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll jump from our indie game of the week to our kind of issue slash topic of the week. So last week, I decided to make everybody's life a living hell and said, hey, let's do this thing where we all watch a movie and talk about it.
Because, well, it sounds good when you put it that way.
Well, yeah, it does, right? I'm trying to make it sound good, right?
Well, it wasn't a movie. It was a documentary. So
it was a documentary, right. Yeah. That's why I said it sounded good when you say movie, right? Mm-hmm. We watch this movie and we talk about it. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, what's this thing? I was like, well, HBO has a documentary out. So they have, like, their documentary Mondays. And the new documentary just came out. I think it was probably week before last. The one, it's called Love Child. If you haven't seen it, it's you can catch it on HBO Go, or it's probably pirated all over the internet. Not that I would tell you to go look for a pirated movie.
Cool, obviously.
but it is about the the 2010 incident where a Korean couple who spent all their time in an internet cafe allowed their child to perish. I'm trying to use, even though I know she knows what that word means because she uses it all the time, from malnutrition. And they used the video game addiction defense to get them, like, reduced time.
Yeah, they did.
They did, right? All right, here's spoilers, right? Because if you don't know this case, it's not spoiling the movie, but the end of the case. The father ended up getting, what, a year?
Mm-hmm, 1 year.
And the mother
got no time served.
Amazing.
Because they used video game addiction as a defense. And because, well, apparently in Korea you can use things like I was drunk, or under the influence of something else, or I was crazy to get your sentence on any crime reduced.
That is amazing.
Isn't that? I was like, so you can, like, go Manson on somebody and say I was drunk and get, like, a year.
So why doesn't everybody have a year sentence there?
And, you know, well, I guess, like, they have to prove it.
I feel like there must be more to that they're not.
Right. Yeah, I think there must be kind of stringent guidelines. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not sure, because they had a public defender who made this argument and got it.
Yeah, and he seemed to think everything was, like, kosher here or whatever. Like, it was all
cut and dry.
Yeah, like, this is the right thing to do. Like, these people completely starve their child to death, and that's totally fine. I mean, because they were playing video games, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I mean, he stated, you know, I took this case because I wanted to help.
Right. I was like, you wanted to help these people? I mean, not that they don't need help.
They do, but video games, I don't know. Video games are not, to me, were not the problem. The problem was something wholly different.
Yeah, when they were describing the couple and the circumstances that had led up to this, it really sounded like they were very isolated.
Yeah, they were, you know, from kind of small rural area, and they were living with family initially, because I guess they couldn't afford their own place, which was kind of interesting because she was a young girl, and he was like 41.
Yeah.
So I want to say when I was watching, I was thinking, oh my God, he's like twice her age. But
not her age.
Yeah, she
it was early. Early 20s, I think.
Yeah, she was young.
I know his was mentioned, but I never caught what hers was.
And
I think it was early 20s.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because, like I said, they were living with family, and their family had already said, you know, you guys spend too much time playing games. You need to get out and get jobs, is what they were telling them pretty much. And this was before their child was even born. So they moved out. And I'm like, And they were, and what I think was one of the most interesting things about this story is that they focus on video game addiction as a cause rather than what seems to have been, you know, kind of a myriad of causes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, like I felt like video games was not a cause, it was a symptom of something else.
Right.
Like the symptom of, like, the way it was put in the documentary was it was that they didn't know what they were doing, which I don't wholly believe that either, but
yeah, well, you know, it was interesting. The detective said something different. He was like, who doesn't know that you're supposed to feed a child?
Yeah, but the public defender was like, yeah, I mean, they just didn't know. And I'm like, well, I mean, of course they knew.
Yeah, everybody knows that, you know, people need food to be sustained. Who doesn't know that? You feed yourself.
It right? did sound like they were giving, at one point I thought I heard them say that they were giving the baby milk, like actual milk.
Powdered milk.
Which
is what they said.
Which
yeah.
again might support that, like, you know, they weren't necessarily malicious. They were just so isolated and out of
well,
touch with anything else.
Yeah, it's like the whole defense is that they didn't know what they were doing. But that's not about video games. That's like the
right.
most important thing.
Right. I mean, because there seemed to be, you know, And there were other, like I said, there. I think there were all these other issues. There was kind of, you know, isolation. There seemed to have been some kind of mental defect, too. Right? I mean, because, you know, and I don't want to say it was, you know, mental defect in terms of being some kind of... some problem that would cause an intellectual deficiency, but it may have just been some kind of mental illness as well, because, you know, when the way they were talking about it, they say, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we got there, they were just kind of, you know, blasé about it. There were no tears. Nobody seemed upset. You're like, really? What the heck?
But that's the argument, right? That addiction is a mental illness, and that's why they're not responsible for their actions.
Right. I mean, and that is that. Well, they didn't make the argument that addiction was a mental illness. They made it. They brought it up as a whole new classification. They didn't lump it in with mental illness. They brought it up as a whole new classification.
Well, it sounds like they treat it as we would treat a mental illness, at least.
Yeah, I mean, they lumped it in with alcoholism, drug use, and gambling, mm-hmm. which complicates it for me a little because it's like, those are also symptoms of something else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Definitely can be. But then, you know, but they also didn't talk about the fact that, yeah, that these people were playing video games 10, 12 hours a week, but they weren't playing for fun. They were gold farming because that was their only
yeah.
source of income. I mean, 10, 12 hours a day. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was their only source of income. Hmm. So nobody talked about how poverty plays into this.
Right.
And, you know, how does... You know, and how does this person slip through the system, right? She had given birth in a hospital, right? When she gave birth in a hospital, there were all kinds of red flags, right? That was the first time she had been to the hospital since she had conceived. The baby was born severely underweight. There were all of these things that should have kind of, you know, put her on the fast track to being watched. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and even if it is just a question of poverty, then, you know, is there some kind of government program in place that helps feed these children? And they made it sound like it was, right? Because because there were people who were saying, like, the detectives and some of the other folks, you know, in this day and age, there's no excuse for, you know, for a child to starve, because we have things in place to prevent that now. Right. So, yeah, it was, I don't know. Like I said, it was really disturbing, to say the very least. The face is not back behind you, Alex Lane.
It was Biggles.
Oh.
He came to the door.
Okay. But at the same time, it sort of ended on a weird note where they're saying, like, well, she's having another baby, and they want to raise it right this time. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not, I mean, a dog. So, I don't know. The whole thing is very complicated.
What the hell was that? It's like, oh, yeah, so, yeah, now, and the story ends. Yeah, she's pregnant again.
They want to successfully raise a baby is what it said.
Yeah, like, we want to make sure this one doesn't die.
Yeah, and I thought that was sort of disturbing because, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess if it was more of an American story, if that had all played out that way, you would sort of expect to see like some discussion of how they were going to make that happen, other than just say, I'm not going to play video games anymore.
But the interesting thing has been is that, you know, we've seen this happen like all over Korea. It's like, this is where you see all these people who like drop dead after playing 50 hours of StarCraft in a PC cafe. Right, and I have to say this, I was pretty jealous of those PC cafes. They were pretty swank. There was like real cafes in them. You could get like food and beverages and comfy chairs. And
you were the only one who would have that reaction.
Yeah, I like my house
probably
better.
I went to IKEA for the first time today. It reminds me of that. It's like all fancy and there's meatballs everywhere and such.
There's meatballs everywhere.
Have you ever been to an IKEA?
Yeah, there wasn't meatballs everywhere.
Was it meatballs?
No. I didn't like it, though, because I went to IKEA in August in Texas, so it's too hot everywhere, and then the building was too hot. And
The first time.
I don't know why they were cooking the meatballs.
Well, they probably were cooking them. I was just, like, panicking because it was too hot, and you can't just leave. You have to, like, go through this maze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
No.
So well, we've been in the polar vortex all summer. So
I heard.
until last week, we were, like, in the 70s all summer. It was blissful.
Well, you know, it's
hail, right?
Huh?
What? Didn't you have hail?
Yeah,
you know what? We didn't have. It was in West Lafayette. We didn't get any of it on this side of town.
But what was really weird is that it hasn't been that hot in Texas either. So, I was in Texas for 2 separate weeks this summer and was able to swim comfortably one time, which is very, very odd.
That is odd.
It was mostly 80s there.
Anyway, I distracted from the conversation, but internet cafes.
Yeah, the swank internet cafes. Plus, I had to get up and open the door. So, the swank internet cafes, and they make these places kind of someplace you want to spend tons and tons of time. And I can see, you know, how people spend 50, 60 hours in them now. Because I've always, you know, kind of envisioned these kind of small basement-y kind of places. And I was like, well, who would want it? I was like, yeah, that would be a cyst of some kind of symptom of addiction to spend 50 hours in these dark, dank places. But they're not. They're very communal spaces. And that was the kind of the way that they were explaining it. which it adds another layer of complexity to this whole love child case, is that, you know, they say, you know, they were kind of alone and isolated, but you know, people knew who they were at these internet cafes because, one, they were there 10, 12 hours a day with other, not only gamers, but kind of gold farmers. And they talk about gaming as a communal experience, not only online, but also offline in South Korea, because of the way that, you know, because of the way that, one, they're set up, and that people kind of play together, and you could see people kind of chit-chatting while they were playing and looking over shoulders and showing each other things. And I'm like, no, there's more to it than this. You know, we can't, it's like one of those, you can't have your cake and eat it too kind of things, right? And there's just so much more. And I was really pissed off by this documentary for a number of reasons. And one that, you know, HBO was putting this crap out there is, look at this, you know, gamers are addictive freaks that are going to starve their children, right? And I'm like, really? Is that really what you want to say when that's clearly not even what you are showing us shows?
I was going to say, is that the tone that HBO released it in? Or?
Pretty much.
That's what I got out of it. Yeah.
That was pretty much that way.
That's why I keep saying it's not the problem, it's a symptom of the problem. That symptom could have been any number of things.
Yeah.
So I don't know that presenting it as, well, they're just addicted to gaming, is really that ethical or responsible.
And I'm trying to not be the gamer who's starving her kid, because she's now, as a way to not go to sleep, she's swearing she's starving to death. even though she's had dinner and a snack in the last, like, 3 hours. Okay, four.
Me too.
Right. So, you know, now, of course, she's, you know, starving to death because, once again, first grade starts tomorrow. Nobody wants to go to first grade.
I want to go to first grade.
Yeah, I'll take first.
You can go.
I really don't think you guys understand.
I have no desire to do that again.
No way.
I don't want to do my 20s again, but first grade, yeah.
Well, if you go back to first grade, you got to do the whole thing again.
Unless you go Billy Madison style.
Unless I go back with knowing everything I already know now. That would be great.
I don't think that was on the table.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't an option.
But I made it one, so it works.
Like how good beer is, right, but you can't have any for 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just stay here.
Beer. Eternal life.
That's really sad.
The more compelling argument is the 20s. I don't want to do the teen years or the 20 years. No.
20s are...
Sorry, Alex. You're not even 30 yet, I know. But.
Oh. Thanks. Just erase me off the earth.
I know. I'm just saying the early 20s were the worst. Ugh. No, thank you. Anyway.
So, yeah. I mean, I was, like I said, back to kind of to I was really disappointed. I was hoping for more from a quote-unquote HBO documentary, since they are trying to build themselves as kind of this bastion of documentarian, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ethics, perhaps, because they've got, you know, Documentary Monday, and they're supposed to be doing all these serious documentaries and, you know, informing the public and bringing its viewers kind of these, you know, these kind of pithy and poignant documentaries, and then they bring this shit.
There's a very sensationalized look at just this one case, and not any sort of examination of broader issues or even the intricacies of this particular case.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing. I was watching it, and I was thinking, so, and it's really frustrating to think this, but it's true, but it's like, so this one sensational case happens, and immediately everybody wants to make legislation.
Mm-hmm.
About, because this one thing happened, which leads to stupid things like, I can't bring Kinder eggs into America.
Can we rewind for a second?
Yes.
Please. Kinder eggs?
Kinder eggs are awesome.
Do you not agree with them?
Of a Kinder egg in life is a tragedy.
Oh, Alex.
So
the
big question is,
ever.
Did you bring me back Kinder eggs?
No, but I could have. Alright, so let's rewind and help Alex out for a second. Kinder eggs are candy eggs that include mystery toys inside them.
Chocolate.
So far they sound stupid.
No, they're awesome. So I open the first one, and it's sort of like a Lego-like situation where I have to put the thing together. So, of course, I'm in love. But they're all different toys.
You have to put the food together?
No, the toy inside the candy egg.
Are they like
good? Chocolate.
So you've got a...
Yes.
It's like a really thin chocolate egg, and it's got... decently sized capsule, like a 2-inch capsule?
Yeah, it's not a small thing.
Got a toy in it. Or sometimes they're stickers. I hate it when they're stickers.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes they're really good toys and sometimes they sort of suck. But
that's kind
of fun, as you open it up and you find the toy, right? But we can't have them here because apparently somebody choked on one at some point. Or not even a Kinder Egg, because the legislation actually happened like 70 years before Kinder Eggs were even invented. So...
Yeah, because somebody wasn't watching their kid. They ate the toy inside the whatever popped open. Yeah.
Which would actually be hard to believe. Sorry, what?
I said, go ahead.
Oh, it would just act with the actual Kinder Eggs. The legislation predates the Kinder Eggs, but actually choking on a Kinder Egg, I think, would be sort of hard.
Yeah.
They're huge. Small. They're bigger than regular eggs. Like they're bigger than chicken eggs. Like at least 50% larger.
Well, and the chocolate itself is fairly thin. I mean, so you know it's hollow. It's not like you're going to try to take a big bite out the top of it.
Unless you're like an idiot baby.
Well, that's my point, though. It's not about the idiot babies. It's about the fact that something happened somewhere along the way, and the government has decided that all parents are idiots. And so now I cannot have my Kinder eggs.
Do you remember the incident where the kid was playing Call of Duty and then there was like a gun on the table and he shot his brother? And they were all like, video games cause violence.
Right, exactly.
Why was there a gun on the counter?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, so this like one isolated incident.
Can we go back two steps and figure out that important piece of the equation?
Like, video games made him pick up that gun that his parents recklessly left there and shoot somebody. Like, whoa.
And that's what annoyed me about the documentary, is that they have this one isolated incident, which automatically leads to, let's have some legislation. And it's like, let's not.
And then pretty soon you can't bring your Kinder eggs, I see.
Yeah.
I understand. Right.
Or, in this case, pretty soon you can't play online games anymore. Because it'll escalate to that point.
Because we'll kill our babies.
Well, I mean, and this is the same thing the same argument that we've made over and over again, right? Or that I've made over and over again, is that, you know, people are like, video games are going to cause you to kill people or starve your children to death. You know, absent any kind of mental defect, no, it's not. Because I have never killed anyone, and I'm not starving my kid to death, and I play video games. You know, but I'm also not forced to support myself by playing games 12 hours a day.
Right, which complicates it again, but again, that's a whole different argument.
You'd think we'd be like ready to make this argument because we went through the exact same thing with TV and movies and
music.
And music, any sort of media that we've ever consumed. Yeah. Like how porn has been, like porn was like the first thing, what was it, like the homophone or the gramophone or whatever. Like it has, technology has always had sort of like a seedy side to it. And we should know by now that humans are sort of messed up and will make bad decisions. And it doesn't mean that we should go, like, burn our books or burn our cartridges.
Aw, we can't burn stuff.
Well, we can burn lots of stuff. Saying we have to, because this is America. See?
America.
Exactly. Thank you. I can't pronounce it correctly.
Yeah. Here to help.
Anywho.
All right. See, so, yeah, go and watch that documentary, Love Child, on HBO.
not a rousing endorsement.
Not much of one. It was a really, like I said, poorly done and biased documentary, and I'm really disappointed in HBO for that. So, you know, it just makes it easier for me to cancel my cable subscription. Because, you know, I've been trying to get rid of cable for a long time.
We didn't get cable here, just the Hulu and the Netflix. Also, yeah, what do we have to say about you canceling that cable?
Yeah, because it's, you know, because that's what I got to look forward to.
That was a lot of stuttering for you.
That's what I got to look forward to from HBO. I can do without it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had cable for a while. Although, to be completely, like, disclose everything. I do have HBO Go, but no cable.
Oh,
I don't steal it.
You don't?
It's a family account.
I don't know if you guys are watching the chat on our discussion page, but Ricky is really mad at Obama because we can't have Kinder eggs.
Kinder eggs, yeah, I saw that.
The Kinder Egg thing is so annoying to me, though, because, like, right before I went to Scotland, my uncle shipped a case of guns from Alaska to Texas, and I can't bring Kinder Eggs over. I mean, what the hell? It's crazy.
If you Google, you'll find somebody was busted. I mean, people get busted coming across the Canadian border occasionally, but I read one where the person was bringing over something like 1,500 Kinder eggs or something.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Detroit. And, you know, the Windsor, you can go right over, you know, into Windsor. And that's how I know Kinder eggs, is that I used to bring Kinder eggs back over, just personal use Kinder eggs, get you personal use Kinder eggs. Yeah. And I wasn't distributing.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
We got our Kinder eggs.
I think we're being trolled here, by the way. It just keeps saying John Madden over and over and over on our page.
Awesome. Anyway, we briefly lived in Germany, so that's where we originally encountered Kinder eggs. But then there's a large Russian community in, like, Dallas. And we found a Russian store that carries Kinder eggs. Now, I don't know how they get them in. I don't know how they get them in. I don't think it's legit, but...
It's definitely not.
It can't be.
But I'm buying...
The penalty is $2,500 an egg, but I want to know where exactly in Dallas you're talking about.
So I can tell her on the air, just in case.
Yeah, you can. I'll send it to you.
Just private message me later.
A secured channel.
Yeah.
Let you know I'm a dealer.
Yeah, because we have this dangerous thing we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
What's really funny is that I did a Secret Pal yarn exchange at one point, and it was an international one, and I got set up with someone who was in Germany. And so she sent me yarn, but in this box of yarn, there was all of this great, like, German chocolate. There was Kinder eggs and all these other kinds of... So all this candy from the Kinder company, and I was, like, rationing it.
Yes.
You have no idea what you've done to me.
The chocolate they use is amazing.
It is.
I don't like milk chocolate in general, but whatever they do, there's no chocolate that tastes
What it is they don't put as much sugar in it as we do in the U.S.
The chocolate's different.
Yeah.
The chocolate's different. All of the chocolate over there is different, but... It's really just the act of opening the thing and finding what if you're going to get something good or not. And I just became sort of addicted, and it was very sad.
Someone needs to give me a fucking Kinder Egg, because I do not get it at all.
Well, the whole point is we cannot. We can put guns on airplanes, but we cannot put Kinder Eggs on the same airplane.
I hear Wendy saying she knows a guy. Ricky posted on here that she knows someone that can hook you up. You figure it out.
Somebody needs to hook me up. Well, I will admit that I'm way too chicken, but I could have brought a whole suitcase back because Border Patrol did not check me at all. Not at all.
We have considered going across the border to go get some Kinder Eggs, but that's a fine. That is a fine.
Have you guys ever had old dressed chips?
No.
No.
I hadn't either. I stayed at the house last week with like 6 Canadians, and there's for a good reason, not just like for fun. But anyway, they all had these all dressed chips, and it's like ruffle chips with every flavor. Like
that's disgusting.
Every flavor. Uh-huh. It's like barbecue and vinegar, like barbecue and vinegar and something else, and it sounded so disgusting. So we got good and drunk, Canadian style, and I tried some, and they were amazing. And so anyway, I set up a trade route from them because their cases of PBR cost like $30. So we're gonna set up a trade route with all dressed chips and PBR, and so maybe we'll throw some Kinder eggs in there, huh?
Yeah,
get some Kinder eggs.
Throw some Kinder eggs in there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell them to bury them. Oh, tell them to stuff them in pounds of coffee.
Well, they're probably doing more illegal things over, so I think it'll be fine.
That'll be the least of their problems.
That's right.
But that's now right. That means you got to send me Kinder eggs.
Well,
me too.
I'm not the Kinder Egg dealer, okay? I'm all dressed chips or cheap PBR, but I'll try and get some. I'll try. But you got to look at
Charlie. I will pay you for Kinder Eggs.
That's how I'm going to make my fortune.
I will try too, but I will pay you also.
I'll get some like off-brand.
Understand this. I'm going to say this one time.
Oh, God.
My child has never had a Kinder Egg.
I've never had a Kinder Egg.
It's like the best thing ever.
What? What did you say?
So you're not kid. Huh?
I'm a kid. Alright, I'll work on it. Sorry.
Somebody better find some Kinder Eggs for all the above folks mentioned.
Of all the places I thought this podcast would go, this was not on the list.
Well, I've become obsessed with the Kinder Egg. I don't know what to say.
It's Charlotte's fault.
We'll work on it, Charlotte. We'll get you back.
It's partially because the government, this whole ban is so ridiculous that it just, like, eats at me. So.
First, our Kinder Egg, next our video games. All right. Let's jump into, Charlotte, what you got for us for Deals for Broke-Ass Gamers this week?
I don't know.
Nothing. We've missed out on almost all our segments.
Well, so, I did notice there is a Humble Bundle going now for mobile games.
Android.
Android exclusives. I've not tried any of these games, so I cannot vouch for any of them.
The four people with Android still.
Hey, I have an Android. No iPhone.
Says you. But you know what? If you go to the Humble Store, the Humble Store's got a good sale going on too. Because I went to look, and you can get the entire season, first season of The Walking Dead for $6.
The new
game Road Not Taken is a new indie game. It's absolutely beautiful. It's supposed to be an awesome game. I haven't downloaded it yet. It's because it's also the PSN, the free PSN game this month. But it's on sale for $11.99. Loom, which was one of the really beautiful, it was indie games, indie puzzle games.
Wait, we hated Loom.
No.
It's not Loom, like L-O-O-M.
It's L-U-M-E.
I got excited for a second. I was like,
that the one with the kid and the grandpa and you have to know how to play music notes?
Yeah. See, but you hated that. See, but I knew how to read music, so it wasn't hard for me.
Yeah, but it was a 4-second game. Don't buy that game. That game's stupid.
Well, it's only $1.99. It was a beautiful game though, because it was all done with
I could buy tens
paper
of
and cardboard.
For that.
A lot of people think that's a beautiful game.
It is a beautiful game.
Well, if a lot of people think it.
That's what I'm saying. Check it out. So definitely follow what everybody thinks.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, people?
A lot.
I bought it, but I haven't played it. But I only bought it because people told me it was beautiful.
Oh, you shouldn't listen to it. It was a people's day.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
That's not true.
So there's some good games on sale at the Humble Store, too, that you might want to take a quick peek at. Yeah. And, oh, the PlayStation Network is having a sale this week, too. So if you got a PlayStation 3 or 4 or even a Vita, go check out some good games. Rogue Legacy came out for on PlayStation Network this week. But I'm trying not to buy it because it's $17 for one. It's not on sale. And two, I already own it for PC. But I really want to play it on my Vita. So I just want to wait until it goes on sale or goes free.
Well, I have noticed, though, that often if it goes on sale, like a month or two later, it'll be free. So.
Well, it's not on sale. It's like $17.
Oh, I thought you said it was on sale.
No, it was just released on the Vita.
Oh.
On PlayStation Network. Oh, and if you we talked about this game when it came out too. Remember the really sexist, misogynistic fighter Dragon's Crown, with the bondage titillation mini game in between.
Yeah.
Levels is free on PlayStation Network this week. Just in case you want to just check it out for yourself and not pay for it. It's free on PlayStation Network this week. There you go. We have some interesting things. Not all the things, but interesting things.
Well, you saved me. Normally I know more, but I've had a rough re-entry. So.
Ah. People are putting things in our chat that...
I know.
Man jailed for eggs and rectum drug scam. He used Kinder eggs.
And then there's a note. He used Kinder eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We don't want Kinder eggs for that reason.
No.
We want Kinder eggs for candy and the 5-cent plastic toys that come inside.
Thank
you. Y'all should check out my Facebook feed because my toys were awesome. So.
Well, you know, they are awesome. That was what, you know, that's why people still want them. I used to, like I said, I must be old because I could have sworn Kinder eggs were legal. When I was a kid.
Well, that's what Don says too, but the research shows that there was an off-brand that was similar, but never Kinder Eggs.
No, mine were actually Kinder, but like I said, I lived right on the other side of the border, so mine could have been, you know, black market too when I was a kid.
Not unlike my Russian store, Kinder.
Right.
Yeah. I want to know where this Russian store is. I go to Dallas. I'm just telling you, I go to Dallas a lot.
Now, if anybody out there has a hookup for Kinder Eggs, just send them to us at the English department. That's 500 Oval Drive, West Lafayette, Indiana.
Hey, Sam, you should know, because you are the chair of Ricky's dissertation, what he just posted.
Uh-oh.
No.
Pointing that out.
Oh, Ricky. That's the only reason that I am friends on all the different networks with all the graduate students, so that if I am on their dissertation committees or chairing their dissertations and they tell me about how hard they've been working but they just can't get that chapter finished, I can look and see how many hours they've been playing. Like, that's how I always knew how many hundreds of hours, and that's no exaggeration, Alex Lane have played in Civilization.
True, but I had my dissertation finished well in advance, did I not?
Yeah.
I'm setting the scary face from behind me after you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, don't even ask how many hours I've put in on Age of Empires since the Steam sale.
Yeah.
It's a sad number.
Or a wonderful number.
Well, you're talking to the woman who's been putting insane numbers of hours of Farmville 2 and finished Pinkie Pie Birthday Bash or whatever the hell it was this week.
That's fair.
I'm not even putting in hours on good games.
That's summer, man. That's because
it seems like there are no good games. I don't know.
Don't be a pessimist.
I am. It's been like this the whole year.
Life I've played awful. Some good games. Piggy Pie's Birthday Bash was not one of them. It's good for children, I'm sure. But for some, and it must be, you know, compelling in some way because I finished the damn thing.
You finished Loom, too, and that game sucked.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't on mute. Shoot.
Well, Loom was one of the games I took to Scotland with good intentions of playing and never did, so...
Check it out. It was not bad. Ignore Alex Lane. It's pretty. No, not Pinkie Pie.
Well, that about wraps her up, huh?
All right, y'all. So, in that on that note, thank you for joining us for the 83rd episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, where we have talked about Pinkie Pie's Birthday Bash and games addiction. And we look forward to seeing you join us for the 84th episode of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, where we'll promise to talk about more interesting things that we have.
Do we get my topic next time?
Yes, we do. Yes. Do you want to tell us what your topic is, Alex Bain?
Next time we are going to talk about the way women treat other women in industries where they're a critical minority, like in the video game industry. Bazang. It's going to be awesome.
There we go. See, so next time we'll talk about other fun stuff. All right. So until next time, here's all the ways you can contact us. Send us email at nymgamer@gmail.com. You can go to our website at nymgamer.com, where, of course, you can follow our wonderful daily posts and see all the wonderful and interesting things we have to say and tell you and talk to you about, as well as seeing our Power Hour reviews of games, where we play just 1 hour and tell you exactly what we think about the game in that 1 hour, because, of course, you know, that's about all it takes for us to decide whether or not we want to continue to play a game, unless, of course, it's Pinkie Pie's Birthday Bash. And you can follow us on Twitter at MYMGamer. Or if Twitter or Facebook or email or any of that is not your thing, you can always go to nymgamer.tumblr.com and follow us on our Tumblr feed. Or if you're addicted to Facebook like many of us are, just look for Not Your Mama's Gamer, like us, and you'll be able to check out kind of our daily activities, as well as when new posts go up, new episodes go up, and all the great stuff in between, as well as new contests. I think we need another contest where we give away another T-shirt, maybe, because I'm trying to get rid of these T-shirts. Sam Fuller from Clemson actually won our last T-shirt.
Ooh.
Ooh. Congratulations, Sam. I hope you're wearing your T-shirt proudly all around. I am a Sam, too. All around Clemson and telling people how wonderful we are so that they all watch us. So, until next time, stay cool, stay dry, enjoy your first days of school, and as always, folks, game on.
Game on.
Game on.